We're standing in eternity right now. You can receive as much as you're ready for. These crowns are holy, pure, saturated in Him. It's like we're standing in eternity, watching what He wants to display before our very eyes. It's what He reveals. He reveals what we're ready for, but He reveals it. It's like we're standing in eternity, watching what He reveals, watching what He shows us, experiencing what He has revealed to us. That's where we are, and we're here corporately. It's a corporate anointing. It's the body of Christ, hungry and pursuing. And because we're hungry together and pursuing together, there's a drive in the Spirit that just it's like overwhelms us, because there's an overload of God just being poured out. And I see it like just currents of rain being just literally poured out, gushing down. The rain of heaven. It's what we just encountered. 1 John 5:21. How fitting. The Lord, who knew what He was going to pour out this morning. The Lord who knew the glory that He would lavish upon us this morning, causes to encounter Him corporately on a whole nother level. He gave me a word for this church to encourage this body to keep going strong, to keep being set apart, to not allow the things you see all around to hinder. Idolatry is all around in the church. And it grieves the heart of the Father. And in 1 John 5:21, as I was preparing for this message, He said, keep yourselves from idols. Keep yourselves from idols. And it was not a word of correction. It was a word of encouragement. Because the truth of it is, there are so many that operate in what would look the same or appear to be the same, but it's not the same. It's not the same. So many are selling out to the lure of power, and power has become an idol. They see the anointing, which is the power of God, but it's just a lure in their eyes and their minds. And they've been seduced by a spirit that just wants the power, and it's idolatry. The Lord said, it's idolatry. You don't want that. With the pure presence of God, it is His presence we seek and not His power. He pours out His power, but it is His presence we seek. We seek Him. We seek the man, Christ Jesus. We seek the King of Kings. We keep our eyes upon Him. The power will flow through a truly yielded vessel that is not being hypocritical. It can be none of us, but all of Him. Recently saw a man actually that I know, a preacher, that I haven't heard from in a long time. I don't know him well, I just know of him. He believes that the anointing from certain dead people is transferred onto him, and he is the carrier to pour it out on others, or whoever God tells him. It's not okay. It's wickedness. It's an outrage. It's diabolical. And it's straight from the pit. It is idolatry. Do you really think you're holding on to an anointing that's not yours, but you're only to give it out to somebody else? Do you really think that you're that special? Or can God not do what he needs to do and pour out what he needs for himself on whomever he wishes? Don't be deceived. Don't be fooled. Unfortunately, Pentecostal Charismatic Church, boy, they are really good at making things sound so scriptural when they're not. And so outrageous, but they're outrageously landish. It's ridiculous. No, there is a truth. There is a purity. But there's also what's false. And sometimes it looks the same. And we need to have discernment and discerning of spirits. Of what I just spoke on and taught on for the women's ministry, we need to have discerning of spirits to be able to discern what is truly going on. In a day where so many in the church, they seek power instead of purity. They want power. God says, I want purity. I want your purity. Do you think God's impressed by someone's power or the power they believe God's given them? But no, that he wants your purity. And only in purity will he pour out more power, true power. There's demonic power, and don't get it confused. He wants the power of God above the presence, above people just, it's like the power of, people want the power of God above the presence of God. It's because they've bought into the power. They've bought into wanting. It's gone to their head. Can we be Christ-like? Can we just be Christ-like? Is that enough? Is that no longer enough? It should be enough. It should always be enough to be Christ-like. Can you live your lives? Should we live our lives in a way that pleases God? That people would see our lives and be drawn to the Holy Spirit, because we do live quiet, peaceful lives. Because we do see, but don't always respond. Because we turn to prayer first and foremost. And then only as God instructs do we then act upon his spoken word. People are, so many in the pulpit are so driven by numbers and so driven by popularity and likes and celebrity status. How horrendous. Where and how did the church get to this place? We want our families to follow after Christ. We're not here for a show. And the truth of it is most of our family members, I can say some, I guess I'll just say some of our family members would understand nothing of what just took place today. Not yet. They would understand nothing of what to, it would make them uncomfortable. That's okay. You know why it's okay? Because God has called us set apart ones. He brings us to a place where the burning ones can gather together and burn. But you're getting filled and equipped. But you, when you go out there, he wants you to actually think rationally and led by the Spirit. Yes, but draw them to Christ. Let the words you speak, let the heart that you have, draw them to Christ. Because otherwise, why? What are we doing? What are we doing? This is a place where you can be saturated, you can be filled, and you know, to the non-believer, it looks crazy, and even to some believers that are baby Christians, they don't understand. But it's beautiful that God gives us a place
I could not wait to share this news with you all. The Lord is doing incredible things at this ministry, and it is because of partnership with each and every one of you. You know, just a few quick testimonies, but we've got testimonies of people getting saved, rededicating their lives to the Lord, people coming off of addiction, all types of addiction, people getting healed physically. I am telling you, the power of God is present in this ministry. And I just wanted to say, you know what? You are a part of what God is doing. This is a kingdom-minded ministry. So every seed that you sow, I want you to know with every fiber of your being that you are planting in good soil. So thank you for your partnership as we continue to reach the souls for Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's get back into the Word.
Where we can receive more, and He takes us up to heaven, and He fills us with His glory, and He teaches us, and He empowers us, equips us. The Lord gave me this scripture. It's one that we haven't read in a long, long time. He's like, right after he said, keep yourselves from idolatry. And he said, I want you to encourage them because they're walking strong for me, but they're surrounded by churches that are tainted and polluted. But we're going to keep ourselves in the love of God. And then he said this, and it's Micah 6 and 8. He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justly? That's what the Lord requires. He requires us to do justly, to love mercy. Real souls, people. It's about souls. To love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. Micah 6 and 8, to walk humbly with our God, to live in submission to Him. And I believe that's what we do. I believe it's what God has done in and through us. We're going to meet our Savior face to face one day. But there's a danger for some, because for some, accolades of men have become weightier in them than the presence of God. Accolades of men have become weightier, more important, the focus, than the approval of their heavenly Father. And therefore, for some, danger is ahead. Now, God gives us chances to get it right. But for us, as this church anyway, He's saying, I want you to be encouraged, and I want you to continue to walk strong in Him, and I want you to continue coming here, getting filled up, letting God show you, teach you, and just raise you up. But remember, you represent Christ. Now represent Him well out there. Represent Him well out there. Because people can't understand what just took place. They can't understand because their eyes are not opened to this yet. We're not here to drive them away or scare them away. We're not embarrassed. We're not ashamed of the move of God. But there's a place and there's a time. But what He is saying to us, He says, the army of God has to understand that no matter what you hear in the Christian world, discern truth, walk humbly, do justly, love mercy, be a good representation of Christ out there. Be a good representation of Christ. Because this is an apostolic, prophetic church that walks in miracles, signs, and wonders. We believe the power of God moves, and He moves all the time, healing and deliverance all the time. We see it, we hear it, we're a part of it, we're thankful for it. But we're also a church that never ever will forget that the blood of Jesus was shed for us. And that without that blood, we are nothing. But because of that blood that was shed once and for all, we carry his eternal weight of glory on the inside of us. How beautiful is that? How incredible is that? It's far beyond our full understanding, I know. But what we can understand, what he has revealed, we will walk with, we will run with. Run with it. Run with it. You're set apart. And God wants to use you in the area that he has called you, but you are set apart. I believe that there are many churches that are full of idols. Full of idols. They love power and titles and prestige. But it's a lure. God said, tell them it's a lure and keep their hearts pure before me, says the Lord. True power, the true power of God, flows to the lowest valley. The true power of God is met in the lowest places. But see, it builds from there. Now, can you receive by the laying on of hands? Of course you can. I believe in the transference of spirits, and we believe in God doing that through the laying on of hands. It's biblical. But when you seek man to give you what God wants to give you, that's a problem with that. When you're only seeking man and you refuse to allow the broken times and areas of your life to receive all he has, there's a problem with that. That's idolatry. There's a lot of that going on. People are hungry for power, but they're not hungry for God's presence, and they're not interested in their area of brokenness and allowing God to touch that area with all of him. All of him. The power that is truly yours is the power that you receive in the brokenness of life. And God will then transform you and raise you up and build you up. Will you be able to give that away, some of that away? Of course you can. Of course you will. How did you get it? In the brokenness of life. You mean man wasn't involved? No. You mean it was just the Son of God? Yes. Can you receive from the laying on of hands? Of course. And we do all the time. But if that's all you receive is what someone can give unto you, you're ripping yourself off. If that's all that you are receiving, you are ripping yourself off. It is only what you can gain through the brokenness of life when you seek him with all of your heart, with all of your mind, with all of you, everything, all of your strength, everything. That's the kind of power that gets attention. That's not why we seek it. It comes because of the brokenness, but it's the kind of power that gets attention. It's the kind of power that the enemy wants to pervert. It's the kind of power that the enemy wants to taint. But because you have met him in the lowest places of life, you will not be seduced. When the lying spirit comes and tries to outwit you, it won't happen. You have been transformed. You have been marked out. You have been called by God, and his glory is on the inside of you. There is no way that when you meet him face to face, here and now, not one day, but now, on this side of heaven. When you meet him face to face in the hour of your need, and he comes forth, and he is the one pours out his spirit upon your life, you will never, ever go back. Never. You cannot, and you will not. Because if you've truly tasted and seen, if you've truly tasted and seen, all things are made new. And there's nothing to go back to. I feel the urgency from the Lord. The urgency of the Lord to just continue to tell you God's favor. Yes, his favor is upon us. But there is something that you need to be very careful. He told me, Proverbs 6. I'm going to turn there. He said, they're sold out. They're walking according to my word, understanding the move of the Spirit, hungry for him, not letting their lives be filled with idols, growing in discerning of spirits, choosing wisely. But remind them of this in Proverbs 6 and 16. Because there are six things that the Lord hates and seven that are an abomination to him. Number one is a proud look. You'll see pride. You'll spot it. Through the gift of discerning of spirits, you will spot pride. Have nothing to do with it. Now, if you spot it inside of you, repent. Get rid of it. Humble yourselves. Fall upon the rock, lest the rock have to fall upon you. Fall upon the rock. If you discern it in you, fall upon the rock. Repent. But you'll see pride. You'll see it in others. Be wise who you join yourself with. Because whomever you join yourself with, you're one with that person. That's not just sexually. Whomever you join yourself with, you become like. So the proud look. Number two, a lying tongue. But yet God sees all. And in purity, he wants us to walk in truth. Keep yourselves from the spirit of a lying tongue. Recognize when a lying spirit is trying to manipulate you, attack you, speak to you. Cast that thing out. Drive it out. Trample upon it. You've been called and set apart, and you've come too far. Number three, hands that shed innocent blood. Not even so much in the actual act of murder, but in the murder by hate, with words that kill. You say, but they weren't innocent. And who are you to judge? Watch your speech. A heart that devises wicked plans. They're out there, even in the church. A heart that devises wicked plans. When your heart, when you see that, but your heart is grieving, it mourns, it's saddened by what you see others doing, especially in the pulpit, then you know what God has done in you is so beautiful and so transformative. It's all him, but it does take a yielded vessel. Feet that are swift to running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among the brethren. One who sows discord. Division, strife, contention, competitiveness. It says that six things that he hates, seven are an abomination. And one who sows discord is listed in this list. And you might, oh, it's just, you know, they just said something that, you know, it's sowing discord. God hates it. It's an abomination. That's pretty strong language. Be watchful of those that want to sow discord. Be careful. Have nothing to do with the works of the flesh. The Bible tells us have nothing to do with them, the works of the flesh, and those that practice lawlessness. You see, I'm grateful for what God does every time and what he did today and what he continues to do. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's beyond comparison. But I also know that, especially to go there corporately, we had to be ready. We all had to be ready. It's something that God made us ready over time. It wasn't just 1, 2, 3, wow, one day, and then here it is. It's like slowly stirring, and then all of a sudden, everyone's kind of jumping on board. I was understanding God is drawing, God is pulling us in. We're going through. We go through together, and we're not done. But do you understand even just the taste of heaven that we've experienced thus far? Although it's, some people would say it's happening, it's not necessarily. I'm not saying we're the only place, but I'm saying there's a lot of fake and hypocrisy, and although we would never fool God, you might fool some people, but you won't fool God. But my point in that is, the Lord saying to me, to tell you to be encouraged and to not let yourselves be driven away by any form of idolatry. And the fact that so many in the church have allowed power, which is anointing, to become an idol. And they would rather seek the power of God than the face of our King. And we have not done that. And the word of the Lord to us, as he encourages us to keep on going forward, is not to be ignorant of the enemy's schemes. Because the holiness of God that is poured out in this place has also caught the attention of the enemy and tries very, very hard to stop the flow of God, to stop what God is doing. It will not happen, but we've got to keep focused and centered in him. And understanding that although it seems like it comes so easy, and it does, when you're yielded, and when you're holy, and when there's no sin on you, when you're not tainted by the world, nor its desires, the lust of the world, the pride of life, we're not tainted. We're not tainted by that. To live holy lives, there's more. God wants to pour out so much more. The encouragement is keep on running towards the Father. Keep on running towards the Father. Keep on seeking him in purity and in holiness, to do justly, to love mercy, to live holy, to recognize here is your filling place. This is where you can come and you can let God do what he wants to do, and it can seem crazy. It can seem crazy to some. But when you go out there, represent Christ well. Show them who Jesus is. Let the love of God flow through you. And be more focused on the fact that one day you will see him face to face. And who will you bring with you? Because we're bringing our families. We're bringing our children and our grandchildren. We're bringing those that God's called us to be an influence to. We're bringing them all. Some you'll know and some you won't know. But let the love of God flow through you. You get filled with the love of God here. Let the love of God flow through you out there. Father, I thank you for what you did today. It's holy ground. Holy ground. We're in awe of you, Lord, and I thank you. Lord, continue to search our hearts, O God. If there be any wicked way within us, O God, we repent. just want to be pure vessels before you, Lord. And we know that many are attracted and drawn to the anointing. Let us never play into that. Never. It's your anointing. It's your power. It's Christ in us. Let us be people you can trust with more, not less. All for the glory of our King. In Jesus' name.
The power of God comes upon you to fulfill that assignment. You all have assignments. And if you learn to press in, tarry, in your everyday walk, what you will find is the power of God comes upon you to fulfill the assignment that is right in front of you. What happens in these services when we're in the thick of the glory, but the Shekinah glory cloud enters the room and people get healed just because of the glory? What is the glory but the presence of the Holy Spirit? The cloud came. They watched. The disciples watched as Jesus was just literally just enveloped in this cloud and he was taken up. But we know he's coming back down. But it's his glory that comes down all the time. It's his presence that comes down all the time. As much as you want.
Get up and lead. Receive dynamic downloads for courageous, spirit-led leadership that will empower you to rise with confidence and authority. From grief to glory, journey from the fire of adversity into the fire of his love, where healing, restoration, and purpose are released. Devil, get your hands off. Discover 6 powerful strategies to snatch your children out of deception and back into truth. Buy your book now on Amazon. Our app is live. Search MWBN TV on the Apple App Store or Google Play. Watch powerful teachings, experience healings, and be encouraged by the Word, all in one place. No more web browsing. Scan the QR code and download now.